Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, November 8th, 2007, is a closer look at the big win over the Chiefs, and a look ahead at the showdown with Minnesota's record-setting rookie. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Well, for the snap, here it is. Favre looking, lost it deep down the middle. Jennings over the shoulder, catch 50, 10, 5, touchdown, Rex Jennings again! Unbelievable, 60 yards!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
This is Aaron.
And today, we'll revisit the battle with the Chiefs, explore the team overall at the halfway point of the season, and of course, take a look at the matchup with the Vikings. And the emerging, slowly, peeping his head out like a little gerbil.
He can't even say it.
Superstar.
I write it down. He can't even say it. Superstar. He's a superstar.
Adrian Peterson. So let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
With the good, we got Mr. Greg Jennings.
That's good.
2 weeks in a row with the winning touchdown.
That's good. I like that.
We got A.J. Hawk.
Yeah.
Big pick.
Interception.
And Mr. Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Of course.
How can you not? We have the ugly. We have the
Atari Bigby. We have bad. We have Atari Bigby.
On the list for the second week in a row.
Atari. Look, turn your head and look for the ball. That's all I'm asking.
Brady Papinga.
Brady, where you at? For all the reasons Corey listed last week, where you at?
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Two picks. Can't have two picks.
Two picks. When we don't have giveaways, we're 29 of 30.
Are you serious?
29 of 30. The last 30 games that we haven't
if we don't
given
give
the ball
it away,
we've won 29 times.
We've won 29 of them? Wow.
And the ugly.
Darren
2006
college.
Most Improved Player College.
Oh, my goodness.
What is going on? Alphonso Boone.
Making Alphonso Boone
look like a pro bowler.
Look like Warren Sapp in his heyday.
Look like Julius Peppers.
Oh, my goodness.
Alphonso Boone averages two tackles a game. Okay, he's 11th in tackles on his team.
How many sacks does young Mr. Boone have on the year?
One. Okay,
that's
wait.
So upsetting.
And that makes him 8th in sacks for his team.
On his own team.
On his team. Okay, so there are seven other guys.
Safe to say.
So who would that be on our team? That would be like, you know, Mike Montgomery.
It'd be everybody. I'm sorry, but like, can I just say... So I think it's safe to say, from reading the stats and from looking at the year so far, Alphonso Boone is a journeyman.
Yeah.
He's a nobody.
Yeah, and he'd put Darren College
and
on his
Darren
butt
College
like, a lot.
Went to school against Alphonso Boone. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
you were watching.
He went to school.
We were watching.
That's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to get this out here, out front. This past weekend was a momentous occasion.
Well,
for us, in Packer transplant land, it was a big deal. I loved it.
It's true. It was fun. I had a good time.
It, but
we were
I
at Aaron's
it.
House watching
Corey,
the game.
Corey was at my house.
TV
we watched the game together for the first time all year.
I finally have the sling box working now, so it might
Very
be
nice.
The only
it
time.
It might be the only time. Oh, playoffs. We'll watch the playoffs.
Yeah.
We got to watch the playoffs together.
It's true.
If we get to the playoffs, I'm not saying we're going to the playoffs because it's only
wow.
week nine.
Wow.
All, I'm trying to get... I'm chilling.
It's very liberal of you.
Easy. No. So Corey was over this weekend. It was great. My wife said it was like having the podcast in her living room.
There you go. We do parties and bat mitzvahs too.
We do. But getting back to the ugly with Mr. Darren College.
Well, I wanted him to have his say. So let's listen
wait,
to what he
wait,
has.
Wait. Before he has his say, I want to have my say because this is our damn podcast. I want to say I've been writing it since September. Bench him. He needs to be benched.
So I know every single week that if they got somebody behind me that's better suited for this team, that's going to help this team win better, they're going to put them in because they're always going to do what's best for the Packers, and I respect that. And if I'm the starter, I'm going to do whatever I can to help this team win, and if I'm not, I'm going to help that guy do whatever he can to help this team win.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a really good little boy from North Pole, Alaska.
And if he's not going to help that guy,
he's
going to help the water boy.
Yeah, but, you know, what do you expect him to say?
It's
yeah,
true.
I suck.
I know.
No. I wanted
to let him have his say, you know.
And I understand that, and I totally respect it, and I don't want to sit here and say, because the man has done yeoman's work up till this point. However, he's gotten progressively worse as the year has gone on.
Well, but Koston being injured, I'm sure, has had a lot to do with thrown everything.
And the thing is like, and I can, and I will, I'll man up to the fact that I have written that Tony Mahl should be in there, but Mahl played on Sunday and he was freaking terrible.
Yeah, there's a reason that Darren Collins is in there. There's a reason that
we don't
like,
have anybody at the guard position.
Well, we're gonna this is one slight on Thompson. It's one very few, very small slight.
You're right.
If there's one
you're
to
right.
be said, that
you're right.
this would be.
We'll
get
talk
to
about
it
this
later.
But the thing is that Mahl was terrible, and that's why Wells got in there. I mean, Wells wasn't even supposed to play last week, and they were like, no, your eye, your pneumonia, I don't care.
Yeah, yo, Scott, can you
You got to play. All right. And then Spitz came in and whatever. But, you know, McCarthy addressed the whole offensive line slash guard scenario, and he talked about it not, you know, was it ideal?
It's not ideal. You like to think you were beyond that at this point in the season, but that's where we are. Productivity, performance level, that position needs to improve.
Improve drastically.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
like,
just improve.
Okay, when you're improving, it's like when you have a if you have a B and you're trying to get an A.
Right.
Okay, when you have an F and you're trying to get a D.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, no. They need to improve drastically. Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's everything. It's like the running game.
Yeah.
It's the passing game.
The refs need
college.
To improve drastically.
Oh, the penalties.
Wow.
What is that about? Well, okay, the last three games in a row.
Yeah, the Zebras are calling
horrible.
These. Like, every time they call, they must get $100,000.
The head of officiating has gone to NFL Network the last 3 weeks, all right? And two of the times, I mean, he comes on every week, but the last 3 weeks, two out of three times, he's referenced the Packer games and apologized for calls that
were
made.
I think he should call Cheesehead TV and apologize.
He should. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear what you think. Call our podcast line at 646-797-2909. One more time, it's 646-797-2909.
Yeah, we know you got those plans where after 9 o'clock you can call.
Come on
for
now.
Free.
You people don't want to call New York. Come on. Call us.
Yeah,
tell
call
us.
New York.
Get away. Tell us about the refs, about the ridiculousness of the Brett, the Bubba Franks force out.
Or how ridiculous Aaron is and that you...
Well, we all know this. We don't need a call for that. But if you want to call and tell me how ridiculous I am, you go right ahead.
You know those... those
Pace... The Vernon Morrissey kicking the ball. That's ridiculous.
That's true.
Those calls are ridiculous.
You know those Pace Picante commercials where the guys are around the thing?
Right,
and
right.
Like,
and they talk about
like, where's this salsa made? And they're like, New York City, get the rope. My my dad's going to call in. That's what he keeps saying.
Come
he's going to call
Banky.
In.
Come on, Mr. Banky.
But he's scared.
Give us a call.
Bring it.
Leave us a voicemail. Tell us what's up.
He can't even figure out what to say.
It's all right. It's okay. We had a few voicemails this week, but they were like really offensive Viking fans.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
Look, I'm not putting Viking fans on here unless they have something good to say.
If they have something intelligent
like if
to
all
say,
of a sudden they
I
had
will.
An epiphany and a transformation and they became Green Bay Packer fans and they wanted to like have their...
No, I'm sorry. They can remain Viking fans, but they need to be A, civil, and B, intelligent. But other than that,
wait,
no, you're not getting on.
How is that going to happen?
Thank you. They are, after all, Minnesota Viking fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But you know who's not a Minnesota Viking fan? Is Mr. Ted Thompson.
You know who's not going to be a Minnesota Viking?
Who's that?
Donald Lee.
Donald Lee, not going to hit free agency. Why? Ted Thompson
it's
extended
good.
His contract
it,
this
last
week.
Year it would have been whatever, but this year?
This year, come on.
The he's D-Lee.
But that's the point. He was on. He's producing on the field. He's shown his worth. He's been given the opportunity, and now he's being rewarded.
It's true.
For all those out there that decried Ted Thompson, call him tightwad Teddy and all that BS, let me just say.
He is kind of a tightwad.
What a, great. We're 7-1 because he's
no,
a
no, Harry Sidney said it really good. Harry Sidney said, you know what? Donald Lee, he's not a stud. He's not.
No,
he's not Tony Gonzalez.
No,
he's not any of these guys.
Shape or form.
But you know what he does? No. He helps you not to have to go and pay a guy who is.
Exactly.
And he helps you in the draft of you don't have to take a tight end.
You don't have to take Greg Olsen in
yeah,
the first round.
In the first
you know
round.
Because Greg Olsen is
we're still
going to
have
Gonzalez.
To take a tight end more than likely, but
well, eventually, because we've only got like 1.5 on the roster.
No, we have one. I love Bubba Franks, but
but that's the thing.
We have one.
Look at the Broncos. They paid Daniel Graham stupid money, and the guy is bringing a minimal amount to the table. He can block, but he's not a great you know, catch and run kind of guy.
And
however, and now Thompson has seen Lee on the field. He's producing. He gets paid at a Packer-friendly rate.
That's true. Now, I want to say I'm usually, you know, except for Randy Moss and the offensive guards.
Which are a nightmare.
Which are offensive.
We already talked about it.
Which are offensive.
Exactly.
The fact that out of three second-year guys, you got nobody.
Zero.
Zero. Nothing. Nobody. You got guys being beat by Alphonso Boone. Except for that, I got two things that I looked up. So, because of the dope sheet, which is great. Thank you, Packer Dope Sheet.
We love you, Packers.
We have Ted Thompson, his free agent acquisition. Okay, here's an example of free agent acquisition. Charles Woodson, right?
Right.
Charles Woodson's making history. Historically speaking, Woodson is only the fourth Packers player since 1940. 1940. Were the Vikings around in 1940?
I don't think so.
With a fumble recovery for a touchdown and an interception in the same game.
In the same game.
That's history. Four players in Packer history. Here's the four players. Ready?
All right.
Charlie Brock.
Right.
I believe that was in 1942. Right. Tom Brown.
Okay.
Charles Woodson.
Of course.
Ahmad Carroll.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Ahmad Carroll. Oh, when I almost didn't want to bring that up. But anyway, okay. So there
it
you
was
have
the
your
St. Louis game. I remember that game.
Yeah. It was his best game
of
his
like,
career.
It was like, oh, my gosh,
ever.
He could be good. Wait, no, he sucks. All right.
Okay, so you've got, on one side, free agent acquisitions. You got Ryan Pickett. You got a whole bunch of other guys. But
Ryan
Charles
Pickett,
Woodson,
unsung hero of the
Charles
defense.
Woodson is making history. Okay,
right,
this
course.
Isn't just like 7-1 talk. This is just a guy who's making history for your team.
I hear you.
Then you got James Jones, right?
Love him.
James Jones, 79-yard touchdown catch
against the best corner in the NFL
was the team's longest touchdown reception by a Packers rookie since 1954.
Who was it?
Max McGee.
R.I.P.
82 yards.
God bless them. God bless them both. God bless the,
really?
The living one and
hey,
the dead I'll
one. Take both of those rookies.
Hey, hell yes, you will. Come on now. That's all right. I mean, yes, Ted Thompson, people out there, listen, Ted Thompson's way works.
You know what else works?
Live with it.
You know, there's a guy who's beaten. Actually, there's three guys, but there's one guy right now for our team. Who's
I know where you're going.
31 teams.
31 teams.
Wait, how many
teams
are in the NFL? 32?
There are 32 teams. He hasn't beaten his own team. Well, some would argue that he has with all his interceptions. However, so,
yeah,
okay.
We're not.
Okay, well, I would say he's the only person ever to beat all 32 teams, but we digress. Brett Favre, because some fool. Oh, I bring this up only
yeah,
because
I'm trying to get him not to, but he's going to
anyway.
Fool,
I have to. I'm sorry. There is an employee of an NFL club that was quoted on condition of anonymity. What a surprise, you coward, who goes on this diatribe on Pro Football Weekly.
Yeah, read it.
About
we won't
why
re-read
Brett
it here.
Favre should have retired 3 years ago. Go to cheeseheaddv.com. I've got the quote up. It's ridiculous.
But you know what's even more ridiculous?
Coward.
You know what's even more ridiculous?
What's that?
The man himself.
So is Brett Favre. No,
here,
very true.
I got some audio of him.
Yeah.
He still thinks there's improvement.
To be had on the offensive line? Yep. The whole
everywhere.
Offenses in general?
Everywhere. Upside, right. Baby.
Let's hear what he has to say.
None of us offensively should feel complacent right now because we're so inconsistent, and that's weekly. Whether it be penalties, a lapse in the running game, third and one, or third downs period, or red zone. Each week it's something that we always say as we get in our meetings on Wednesday morning. Imagine what we could do, you know, if we were a little bit better here, a little bit better there.
Imagine how much, I mean, that's the thing. That's what's crazy. To think how much better, I mean, they're so good already.
Oh, sorry. I was imagining how much better we could be.
I mean, they're 7-1. They're 7-1. And they could be better. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's upside.
That's all nothing but upside.
Well,
talk about nothing but upside. You know what the best venue for upside is?
According to Sports Illustrated,
it's Lambeau Field.
According to me,
to everybody on earth who's a football fan, go SI.com has a fan experience. I guess poll. I don't know what you call it, but they a rating system where Lambeau Field number. One.
As it should be. 50th
I mean,
anniversary.
On. It's the motherland. I mean, come on now.
And guess who's coming there this week?
the Vikings who play at the Metrodome, which was ranked number 31, I might add.
Oh, no.
Out of 32 teams.
Wait, don't they pipe in sound there?
That's what they used to do when Denny Green was out.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. They claim
right.
They don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because the fans that are there couldn't make a noise loud enough to even, you know, facilitate. Hey, maybe we can.
There's going
to
be some fans
some
in Lambeau. I love it. I love going to Vikings games. I'm going to be at the Carolina game.
Carolina, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish I was going to the Vikings game.
Oh, I do too. This is a good game. I mean, Adrian
I couldn't
Peterson,
go anyway because it's gold package.
Oh, very good. You know, Adrian Peterson is no joke. That's all I got to say. This kid scares the living bejesus out of me. I mean, he's went over 100. He is, by the way, the only running back to go over 100 yards against us this year.
It's true.
And he had 12 carries.
It's true.
12.
Well, let me tell you about the Packer defense.
Two in the second half.
Let me tell you. Okay. Let me tell you about the Packer defense, which has yielded only 3 rushing touchdowns on the season.
One of them, which was ridiculous against Larry Johnson.
They're tied for second lowest with 3 other teams, but they're tied for second lowest. And let me tell you this, too. 5th Green Bay defense, 5th in the league in defensive scoring.
There you go. That's what you want to do.
It's
you want
the difference.
To keep points off the
That's
board.
That's the difference.
It is big time.
It's
big
the
time.
Difference. Redskins game. It's just,
absolutely.
It's the difference. The
it's every game.
Defense.
I mean, it's you got to love the defense. I mean,
you got to love it. When,
they gotta
we
come
haven't
to play
had a defense like this
since 96.
Yeah.
I mean, and that defense
and
is ridiculous.
And that defense didn't have the upside this defense has.
That's the thing. I mean, that's what's scary.
I mean,
about
AJ Hawk
although,
is not playing like he
although
will
I will
be.
Say, our corners are long in the tooth. They're getting a little
true.
Old. I mean, the 96 defense, we had
true.
Craig Newsome and Lee Evans who
true.
Had nowhere to go but up.
Nick Barnett
you know.
Could still go up.
He definitely could. He definitely could. And I think Barnett needs to have a big game this weekend. He needs to. I mean, I wrote about it on the blog. He cannot over-pursue one time. Because if he does, it's over. Because Peterson just needs one crack of daylight.
He doesn't
and
even
he's
need
gone.
A crack.
No, he's gone.
He's ridiculous. But you
he's
know
gone.
Who's not ridiculous? Robert Ferguson.
Oh, no.
Wait, who else do they have?
Oh, they have Ryan Longwell. And they have Darren Sharper.
Yeah.
And they tried to get William Henderson. But ladies and
no,
gentlemen.
No, they don't have any receivers.
No, they don't. They have Rice
Wait,
and Wade. And
they don't even have a quarterback.
Actually,
Wait, they
Rice
Brad Childress as their coach.
Oh, Childress. Okay, I want to bring this up quick. Corey doesn't want me to talk about it, but I want to bring it up really quick. Okay, the difference between our two teams, the Packers and the Vikings. Okay, McCarthy goes to visit his practice squad wide receiver when his father has died. The Vikings find their wide receiver a game check for
wow.
going to his grandmother's funeral.
That's
all you need to
that's
say.
That's pathetic.
It's beyond pathetic, and it perfectly points out why the Packers are classy and, you know, a jewel in the NFL crown, and the Vikings need to move to LA.
And we need to That's attack it. Their defense.
Beyond compare, we need to attack their defense. And this is how we're going to do it. Everyone wants they're ranked so well against the against the running game.
Yeah.
And they got the Williams brothers.
We're not
going to
run against them.
They're in the middle. We're not. But that doesn't mean we can't run.
But we can dink and dunk.
We dink and dunk all day. But
dinking and dunking.
There are some plays to be made. I was watching the Vikings game from the Metrodome. There are plays to be made in the running game. There are. On counters, on draws, they're there. They have to be called judiciously. And they have to be called in the right place. But those things are there. Those plays are there to be made. And I think we'll make them. And I think we need to get out to an early lead against the Vikings because that's the best way to take away Adrian Peterson.
I'm sorry. I'm not that worried about Peterson. We have 8 guys that are really good. It's called a defensive line.
You're crazy. I'm worried about him.
That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants, and please call our voicemail podcast line at 646-797-2909. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.